One.
Newsbeat.
Hi, Mark and Lard. It's Jenny Murray here from Woman's Hour, and I know you never thought you'd ever hear me say this, but biggity biggity bong. Now bong off, the pair of you.
Was having a new engine?
Craig, David, did you know it's the last week of Mark and Lard on Radio 1?
Aye. Best catch 'em while we can then, eh?
That's B2K and P Diddy and Bump Bump Bump, and before that, The Darkness and Love Is Only a Feeling, and before that, the great grand dame of the BBC, Jenny Murray, no less, roped in to celebrations for the end of the biggest show.
I'm sure she was delighted.
Well, that's it. I mean, when you know, I think that when the voice of Woman's Hour has been broadcast to the nation, telling the pair of you to bog off.
Yes,
you can kind
you've
of
arrived.
I think you know that's it. You really have arrived. Good afternoon. Blimey, it's already nearly 9 minutes past.
One.
What was that about? Was the news late or the records? Anyway, I don't know. Here we are, anyway, for the penultimate time. Thanks again for all the goodbyes and cards and stuff that are coming out.
Millions of them.
But the odd sort of phrase sticks out. This is a card. Nice card, thank you, with a bunch of red roses on the front.
Sweet.
Heartfelt thanks for all the top quality items and features during this golden age.
Very
you've
good.
Always been there. Thanks very much. I can't read it. It looks like Nick Clive or Nice Olive or something. Anyway, I can't read the signature. But it's just one paragraph that said, you've given us so much and asked for so little.
Well, yeah.
Except handsome salary, 10-hour working week and subsidised canteen. Oh, it seemed about right, didn't
Sums it?
So, anyway, thanks for all your good wishes. And also, will you give Emma McCann in Johnston, Renfrewshire a stop carry on?
Stop! Carry on!
Because she is the anonymous, the mystery painter from yesterday.
Oh,
with the photorealism. I think we should have done a limited edition of that.
Yes, a
and
bit
sold
of class.
Them as souvenirs for
very
the end of the biggest
lady.
Show. Yeah, no, it is fantastic. I mean, I wonder whether we can get it on our website. I think it's on my desk.
The website is nodding back.
Ozzy Michelle is here with a digital camera. It's upstairs in the office. We could get it on there, then everybody can have a look. Because Emma wants to make a living doing paintings of people's houses, you know?
So
you
right.
And she's fantastic.
She is.
So it really is a great painting. So we'll get that on the website. But how long does it take? By the end of the show? Yeah, all right. We'll sort
that
out very short.
Technology.
And then everybody can log onto our website and see the Hallon thing. Perhaps we'd better give Emma a shout and see if she minds her contact details putting on. She might get some work out of it.
That'd be nice.
Now, we've got new jobs. Why shouldn't she?
Absolutely.
And also, we were just discussing, really, fashion tips for tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
And thinking, what should we wear for the last biggest show? Right?
Yes.
And we came round because we've got matching light grey, two-button Hallon menswear suits.
£79.
And I think, were they?
Yes, they were.
And I think for, you know, seeing as it's the end of the show, the Hallon is closing down and all those sort of things,
yes.
I think we ought to be resplendent in full Hallon regalia, don't
seems
you?
Seems very apt.
It seems terribly apt, yes. Right? Matching kangaroo trainers, perhaps?
Go for it. Let's go for it.
Okay,
unless the shoes arrive. No.
All right. Okay. Yes, okay then. All right, so on today's programme, we've got Great Moments in Pop coming up very shortly. Mystery Man continues. Give Chloe a ring. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Mad Gab game to give away.
What's that
like? Singing Detective on DVD, though.
That's good.
That's good.
That's excellent.
And the complete goodies.
Well, there you go.
They like the goodies.
Bish-bosh.
I never was quite sure about the goodies. But anyway, you know, I know they are a sort of cult classic these days, aren't they?
So there
you go. The complete goodies book. Right. 08700 100 100. Now then, I'm sure we've been so busy.
Oh. And me and myself coming back, mate.
All right, it's entirely forgivable that you haven't brought us a classic cut.
Hi.
Mark.
I'm not going to let you down at this juncture,
okay.
Am I?
All right. So we will have one of Lard's classic cuts shortly after 2 o'clock. Plus, one of my favourite characters from the archive of the show, Scoff Cruddle.
Oh, bit of class.
Scoff Cruddle comes back with an old episode, a vintage episode of One Man and His Frog.
Bit of class.
So we've got that coming up as well, right? We'll get to Great Moments in Pop. It's quite strange, really, because these are the last times I'll be able to play these records.
Right.
Tomorrow I've picked all the records, right? And so, some old, some new, but like just all favourites.
That'd be great.
But anyway, so this will be the last time we play this, obviously, but we've enjoyed it a lot. These are Madrigada with Majesty. Yeah. You think that may possibly be the record we've played most that hasn't been a record of the week?
Yes, well, we've done all right. But probably, that's all right.
We thought we'd play that, and we thought we'd play the Walton, because we're undecided between those records and Divine Comedy's record of the week, and
yes.
Divine Comedy got it, because it is a great record, and
yep.
Also in the interest of a certain kind of symmetry.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd play both of those today. Anyway, that is Madrigada, a beautiful record. They're from Norway. The singer is called Sivert Hoyum.
Is he?
I think it's worth knowing.
Yeah.
That is called Majesty, and it's out on the 12th of April. We'll play that for Matt Garside.
Oh, yes.
Matty Garside.
Garto.
Right, from Expedia in Keighley.
Yeah.
Well, he's leaving them and going to the Isle of Man.
You're joking. Biggity, biggity, bong.
Tell you what, that Expedia will go to the dogs when he's gone, won't he?
Trouble at Mill.
Cool, I mean,
tell you.
They haven't got one safe pair of hands there now Matt Garside's gone, have they?
Oh, they'll be all right.
And Lucy Mitchell's been on too. It said, can I have an having a drink then? Birthday message for my fiancé, Chris Ball from Cornwall, who is 28 today. Right, okay then. You're not opened up yet. Oh, here we go.
What are you doing then?
What's them Gretsch drums, you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Also, could you wish us all the best for our forthcoming wedding on May 29th and tell Chris I love him more than life?
Oh.
I hope that's not too sloppy for you to read out. We don't mind a bit of slop,
no,
do we?
No, partial.
Right. 08700 100 100 if you would like to be on the Mystery Man quiz. Right?
Yay.
You will be one of the last four contenders ever on this celebrated item from the golden age of wireless.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. Let's get to...
Great Moments in Pop.
Now, you know the thought process is involved by now, so I shall say no more and bring you episode one. Right, so has anybody got any ideas?
I haven't.
Nor me.
No, my dear friend, no.
Right, well, we'll not bother with anything then. I'll phone them up and tell them, shall I?
Yeah.
There you go. Who are they? Who are they phoning? Tell them what? Those are the simple questions that you've got to answer, and then you will have it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, if you think you know, then drop us an email, either mark.radcliffe@bbc.co.uk or the text is 81199.
This is the BBC Television Service.
Here is a special announcement.
Thanks to the extra TV channels from the BBC, there's now more choice than ever before. That's ever before, listeners. You can be the first to see original comedy drama like Catterick, featuring me, Vic Reeves, and the next series of Little Britain. Don't miss out on your chance to see late night EastEnders. Plus, listen to more funky tunes with digital radio through your TV, including One Extra. Get them on cable, satellite, and now Freeview.
To find out more about the extra BBC TV channels. Call 08700 10 10 10.
That's Nearer Than Heaven by The Delays. We've enjoyed their music a lot over the past few months, haven't we?
Top
so thanks to them for that. But we will play that for the birthday chef, Andy. Can you do a biggity biggity bong?
Biggity biggity bong!
From all the kitchen crew at LX1X in Salisbury.
Right.
LX1X? No, I don't know. That is from Sharon and possibly Noel.
Right.
Or maybe Sharon in, no, I don't know.
Whatever.
Anyway, happy birthday to the show. And this is very nice. Stephen Bates, Devastated of Cambridge, has been on, saying goodbye and good luck. Said, I'd like to request a biggity biggity bong for Nana Moon, who's graced many a link on your show. She's given myself and the other listening pond life much to laugh about and saved you two from a fair amount of work over the years.
Biggity biggity bong, Nana.
All right, then.
Well deserved.
I haven't heard her name mentioned in a while, but hope she's well. Very nice, you see, when members of the audience are sending in requests for other members of the audience, isn't it?
But
you know, one of our phrases has always been, it's nice to be nice.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, then. Now that we've had great live music on this programme.
We have.
Also, I think we've had a pitifully few foreign trips, actually.
Yes, what was that about?
Compared to all the others who seem to spend months at a time in Ibiza and Ayia Napa.
And New York.
Right, you know, we never get to go anywhere. But probably the best time travelling with the whole team and the programme was when we went to do Radiohead in Verona.
Oh, special.
Because it was a beautiful city and they're a great band. And as I think everybody knows now, a great bunch of guys.
Absolutely.
You know, they had this po-faced image, which was, I don't know how that came.
Ridiculous.
It was nothing to do with them.
Nope.
Was it? You know, just the way they were perceived and everything. But, you know, they are a great bunch of guys to hang out with. And it's been a privilege to know them.
Absolutely.
And we hope that that carries on. And
absolutely.
We'll see them again. But we stayed at the beautiful hotel in Verona.
We did.
We watched them do a great concert in a Roman amphitheatre.
Yes.
You know, in a warm night. It was absolutely good.
It was
and we got
amazing.
The train to Venice for a bit, didn't we?
We did.
As well.
Yes,
so
a great
it really
trip.
Was a fantastic trip and a fantastic time. And we did two programmes from there. We sat in a conference room where the members of the band came in and out and everything.
Yep.
And there was a little piano in one corner.
Mm.
And I think on the first day, the day before the concert, Tom York sat down there and he played the Pyramid song.
And it was wonderful.
And it was absolutely wonderful. And so from Verona in a hotel room on the piano, here is Tom York of Radiohead with Pyramid Song. Remarkable, and he was playing it in this little room off this big echoey lobby, and it was sort of ghosting out across the lobby, and people coming in and thought, what's going on in there?
Special moment,
and,
that.
It really was a special moment. I never did work out the timing of that song to this day.
No,
I don't know why I should. I'm not a musician or anything, but it is, and it's just great seeing Tom York do it because he just closes everything off and disappears into his own little world, and there's no one else there except him and the piano, and indeed him and the guitar when he sat over there and did Follow Me Around not so long ago, which was fantastic, while Ed O'Brien sat here and had cod and chips.
Yeah.
You know, it was a great day. As I say, great bunch of guys. And thanks for everything they've done for this programme. That was Tom York playing the Pyramid Song from the 30th of May 2001 in Verona. Okay, coming up we got Black Eyed Peas and Kylie, which will do, won't
That's
it?
Good.
Plus we'll be playing Mystery Man for the penultimate time.
Yep.
It's just turned 1:31 on Radio 1 with the news, Richard Westcott.
An historic meeting for Tony Blair.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Tony Blair's been in Libya this morning shaking hands with a man who was once called one of the most dangerous terror supporters on the planet. Colonel Gaddafi's admitted responsibility for the biggest ever attack on Europe when his agent blew up a jumbo jet over Lockerbie in Scotland in the 80s. Now he's giving up his weapons of mass destruction and the Prime Minister's gone to say thanks.
Trust on both sides will take time to establish, but the signs are better than they have been for many years, and the future prize in terms of the security, not just of this region but of the wider world, is great.
Rangers have confirmed to Newsbeat that one of their players is under a police investigation. It follows claims of a sex assault in a Glasgow club. 38 people have been arrested by UK police investigating gangmasters who give jobs to illegal immigrants. Your council tax bill's probably going up. In most areas there's going to be a rise of almost 6%. The people trying to police music pirates say nearly 7.5 million people downloaded music illegally last year. The BPI now want to post warnings on illegal sites. And Aston Villa have rejected a takeover bid worth £30 million. Chairman Doug Ellis said the club's worth more. Newsbeat, more at 2:30.
Pyramid Mama!
Radio 1 online. Listen again to your favourite Radio 1 shows. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Lard Boy, can you do a And So Do I for devastated Dom the Skate Shop Monkey in Falmouth, who's 25th of this today?
And so do I!
That's good. Did you see Securico coming into the BBC before?
I didn't know. Why? What's that about?
Big Bam. New Skell Nonch Nerd Dre single.
Oh, are you joking?
Exclusively delivered to us.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
What a way to go.
Well, indeed.
Couldn't be better, could it, really?
No, so, they're on the show tomorrow, Skellons. Well, they're not, but
the record is.
The record is.
Oof.
Graham McNeil from Games Workshop's been on, says, gutted about the demise of the biggest show. It's time we got my birthday request in. Well, it is today, right? Can you give me It's a Good Answer, But It's Not Right?
It's a good answer, but it's not right.
Okay, then, so there you go. Still to come, we got your great moments in pop. We've got a classic cut coming.
Hi.
Something nice for us?
Something very nice today, yes.
And also, we have One Man and His Frog to bring you before the end of the programme. But let's do Mystery Man.
Mystery Man.
Cooper's on the line. Coopo!
Hello, gents. How are we doing?
Very good. How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. Fantastic, thanks.
Good. Where are you?
I'm in Pontefract, West Yorkshire.
Pontefract.
Bring it on.
Well, you know. I mean, there's not many of the ramparts and fortifications left from Napoleon's day, is there, in Pontefract now?
Not too many now, no.
Oh, I know that. I mean, but, I mean, obviously Napoleon came from Pontefract, which you know, but, I mean, it's surprising.
Twin with Corsica?
I think it was Twin with Cook.
Corsica,
I think this is where the confusion arises,
yeah.
Because Napoleon did used to go to a bed and breakfast for his holidays, didn't he?
He did, in Corsica.
DSS Welcome.
And he was seen there, and people presumed he was born there.
Stupid.
Ridiculous.
But he is Pontefractian, isn't he? You know.
I've heard so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, that's right then. What I didn't know until recently was that Josephine came from Wakefield.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, you know, that's it. Josephine.
That's right.
Like, is it?
Yes.
Napoleon.
Well, I've learned something new there, lad. Thank you.
She ran a Samuel Smith pub.
Did you?
In Wakefield,
oh,
yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
It's acquired taste as well, Sam Smith.
Well, I didn't know that. Napoleon. Napoleon is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Josephine. And what do you do in Pontefract?
I work in Wakefield, funnily enough.
Oh! You've got all bases covered then. And what do you do in Wakefield?
I'm a car salesman.
Ah, yeah? What? You got your own place, or is it a sort of a major dealer?
No, not yet. No, we're a major dealer. We're called Harrods Renault. We sell Renaults, mate.
Oh, dear. Well, there's a clue in the title, wasn't there, really?
I think so, yeah.
And are you offering any attractive discounts for buyers of new vehicles who might be on the radio and have just given you a plug?
Fantastic discounts on new vehicles only, but only if they speak to me, extension 1149.
Extension 1149. Okay, we've got that. Right. And what do you like doing when you're not selling your Renaults?
Oh, just chilling. I go to the pub, I take the dog for a walk.
Well,
listen to you, lads, you know.
Yes, all right. Well, nice talking to you, Phil.
You too.
And we've got Richard Hollingdale on the line. Hollingdale-o.
Hello, Mark. Hello, lads.
Hello, mate.
Hey, how are you, pal?
Very well. All the better for speaking to you guys.
Oh,
good that you're going.
No, I can't believe it. Nice of you to say so. Where are you?
I'm in sunny Stamford in Lincolnshire.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you been weeping today?
Weeping?
Yeah.
Why is that?
What do you mean, why is that? Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, you know, tears were invented in
Stamford. In Stamford. Weren't they, by Josiah Tear?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. Yeah, I was shedding a few tears on Saturday.
Why was that?
When we had our goal disallowed at Walker Stadium.
Oh, what team was that?
Leicester City.
Leicester, right. Okay. Oh, well, dear. So, yeah. I mean, you should be an expert, as it says, because Josiah Tear did invent crying, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like I said, the people used to go to the pitches, didn't they?
Yeah. They were watching Lassie, and it was nothing.
Nothing.
You know, dry eyes in the house.
Yeah.
Till Josiah came along,
that's
sorted
it
out.
So, enough respect to
him.
And what do you do in Stamford?
Work for BT Engineer.
Oh. BT Engineer, right. Okay, then. Have you fixed anybody's phone line today?
No, I'm not that good, actually.
No, all right. Mm. And you don't want to rush it, do you?
No, that's right. I am on my lunch at the moment if my boss is listening.
Oh, right, yeah. No, you want to sit about just putting ladders up and down and hanging around country lanes for a few hours, don't you?
That's it, you've got it. That's
you don't want to get it fixed straight away. Be back at base and out on another job.
That's right, yeah.
Well, that.
Right, and so we know you're a Leicester City fan. Anything else that you do?
Yeah, I like cycling.
Have you got your own bike, or...?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, yeah.
Did you pinch it, or did you buy it?
No, I did buy it, yeah.
Oh, did you? Good on you.
Unicycle, trike, what?
I've got a mountain bike and a road bike as well.
Get you a mountain bike and a road bike.
A two-bike family.
Well, in Stamford, Lincolnshire, it's a very mountainous area.
It is.
So you need it, don't you? Right, then. And it's your wedding anniversary, isn't it, today?
That's right, yeah. 15 years today, so...
Right. What's the wife's name?
Rachel.
Oh, all right.
Hello, Rachel.
Congratulations to her as well. All right, then. Well, it's nice to talk to you, Richard.
Nice to talk to you.
Great. Thanks very much. We'll have our record of the week from Divine Comedy, and then we'll crack on with it. I love this record.
It's great.
It sort of makes me strangely sad in a way. I don't know, perhaps I'm strangely sad in a way and I don't know
it
anyway.
I'm sure you are. We all are a bit.
The last record of the week. Divine Comedy, Come Home Billy Bird. I'm sure there must be a 60s film of that name somewhere.
Probably.
It'll
mean something to somebody.
As yet undiscovered.
Great,
But anyway, it's out this week, so go and buy it. And if you want to hear more from Neil Hannon, you can hear him on a brand new programme called Rocket Science with Mark Riley.
Hi.
On 6 Music.
That's right.
When's that start? On
April the 3rd, 2 o'clock.
What's that? It's not long. Is it week on Saturday?
Week on Saturday, yeah. It's not long.
Saturday. All right, then. So that's where you can hear Mark Riley and you'll have Neil Hannon on with him. Are you talking to him?
I'm talking to him.
Have you done it yet?
No.
Oh, all right then. Well, this is not my recorder. But ask him then who Billy Bird is.
I will.
And I'll listen in and then I can find out.
Can you write some more questions down?
Can I email some questions in?
Yes, that'd be great. Eight should cover it.
All right then. So that's when you can hear Lardy Boy. I will turn up from the 7th of June on Radio 2 at 10:30 at night. So,
very good.
There you go. That's what we're doing.
Yep.
And fingers crossed that we can still do it.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll find. If not, we'll get together and do something else. Mark
might as well,
or something,
yes,
or whatever.
We'll be all right.
Anyway, it's not about
I've
that.
I've got to go.
Oh, yeah. Phil Cooper is hanging on in Pontefract.
Hi.
While we're prattling on. And Richard Hollingdale is in Stamford Links.
Hello.
All right, mate. Very good. Right. Now then, coming through the studio door. Dressed in suit of armour. Here's today's mystery personality. Hello. How are you doing? Sit yourself down, please. Pass to me the envelope that reveals who you are. Let's have a look. Ah, OK, right. I'm not entirely surprised to see you. OK, then. Phil and Richard, you're competing for the mighty Gab. It's not what you say, it's what you hear game. What are you laughing at? Yeah. Complete Guide to the Goodies and the Singing Detective on DVD. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
OK, right. First clue is going Phil's way from today's mystery personality.
I had possibly one of the most famous tonsorial dabblings in the history of mankind.
Here we go, Bobby Boris Pickett again. I was working in the lab.
Oh,
nice. Right then, famous tonsorial dabbling.
Ooh.
Someone with famous hairdo then.
Not too sure, to be honest. Keith Flint.
Keith Flint, perfectly good guess that, but no, wrong.
I was born June
18th,
1942. 1942. Richard? 1942. Is it Greg Ziggs?
Who?
Oh, yeah, perhaps you won't know him.
Ah, OK. No, it's not Greg Ziggs. No, it's not, no.
As a kid, I once threw a pygmy rattlesnake into Cilla Black's turban.
Lovely. Yeah.
Roger Daltrey.
It's not Roger Daltrey, no, no.
As a slightly older kid, I once visited a quarry, though I didn't come home with any rocks or stones.
Hmm.
Is it the completely innocent Paul Dickoff, Mark?
Innocent until proven guilty, certainly. But it's not, no, it's not.
As a kid, I used to daub in expert childish blobby paintings, though I like to think that some things have changed.
Hmm. Done some paintings in his time?
Paintings. Tony Hart, he's done a few paintings.
He right? Certainly has, hasn't he? You know, but it's not him, no.
My first car was a nifty little Volkswagen.
Hmm. Why might that be of note, Richard?
I don't know. Is it Dennis Stewart, Mark?
It's not. Mm-hmm, no, it's Dennis. Not, no.
As a teenager, I formed a band with some mates. One was called Peter, though we got rid of him because he wasn't the best.
Is it John Lennon, Mark?
It's not John Lennon, no, it's not, no. Right, here's one for Richard.
I had another band after that. Blimey, we were always knackered, cos we were always on the run.
Is it Paul McCartney, Mark?
Let's have a look under the visor. It would have been a shock if it was John Lennon, wouldn't it? But there you go.
All right there, Mark.
Here he is with his thumbs aloft.
All right there, Mark.
Yeah. It was all in there, you know, visited a quarry, the quarrymen.
Quarrymen, that's right, Mark, yeah. I am so excited.
My first car was a nifty little Volkswagen. That would be a Beetle, of course. Peter, we got rid of him, though he wasn't the best. Although he was the best, he was Pete Best.
Pete Best, wasn't he?
On the run, band on the run. It's all there, isn't it? Right. Who got that? Richard is victorious today.
Well done, mate.
Phil!
Yes, mate.
Bad luck.
No,
beaten by the better man, mate.
Oh, well, very gallant of you to say so. Would you like any greetings from the great Sir Paul McCartney?
Yes, could Sir Paul please, if he could, do a biggity-biggity-bong in the style of Jim McDonald for Nellie Bucknell and Andy Bryan at Harrods?
Biggity-biggity-bong, someone else!
All right, Phil, lovely talking to you.
Thanks for all your work over the years, lads. You've made a lot of us laugh. We appreciate it.
Cheers, mate. We haven't done much work, have we? But anyway, yeah, nice one, Phil.
Thank you.
All the best to you. Thanks a lot, mate.
Bye-bye. Ta-da, mate.
Bye-bye, mate.
Richard Hollingdale.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Not only your wedding anniversary, but also the penultimate winner ever on Mystery Man.
Hey, great.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realise that.
There you go, then. Right, OK. So, would you like any greetings from Paul?
Yeah, could Paul say a biggity-biggity-wong for my wife? Like I say, it's her wedding anniversary today, so to Rachel, please.
Hey, biggity-biggity-bong, all right.
All right, then. There you go. All right, Richard, all the best to you.
Yeah, I'm gutted that you guys are going, and I don't know what I'm going to do in the afternoon now for between
work
1 and 3.
Work, man. You've got a job.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that.
Right, sell Renaults. Right, we'll be on after the show. What, 50% off at Harrods, is it? Extension 1149. No, it's always the other guy, isn't it? Oh, yeah, no, it's not you, is it? I'm sorry, you're the BT engineer. I'm getting mixed up.
Hey, can you get me a free phone?
Yeah. Okay. Richard, lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking to you, guys. All the best for your new shows.
Thanks a lot, mate.
I'll put it on.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. Hey. Bye-bye. Yeah.
All right, mate.
Paul!
Yeah!
Well, you did say you would be back for the final show.
Hey, close enough.
Close enough. All right, good to see you. Congratulations on the babby and all that.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Well, great.
What's lined up then? What are you doing? Because obviously that big world tour, that went quite well, didn't it?
Yes, I'm going to be drumming for Stereophonics on the next album.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay then. Right. I didn't know you were a drummer.
I can do anything.
Turn your hand to anything, can't you?
Yeah, right, great, yeah.
And how's the missus, all right?
Yeah, she's great, thanks
very
for asking,
good.
Yeah.
All right, then. How's Ringo?
I don't know, I've not talked to him for a couple of years.
Okay, then, all right. Well, thanks very much for coming in. It's lovely to see you again. Sir Paul McCartney on Radio Hour.
One Music Unsigned returns to Radio 1, giving brand new artists an opportunity to make it big in the music business.
This is Radio 1.
We asked you to send in your demos. We received thousands. Now we're down to the final five who get to hear their tracks on Radio 1 all this week.
One Music Online.
Radio 1 supported Ash when they were unsigned.
Radio 1.
Hi, this is Tim from Ash. I remember back in 93, Steve Lamacq was the very first ever person to play an Ash record on the radio. And well, I remember the first time I heard it, I was doing my homework. I was only 17 at the time, and we were still at school. So I was listening to the radio, and it came on, I just freaked out. I couldn't believe it. It was like a dream come true. I sort of ran through the house, punching the air, and it was a great moment. Basically, because we were getting played in the radio, we it really pricked up the ears of a lot of record labels, and so we did a lot of showcases in London. Kim played little gigs, and basically through that, we got our deal.
Which unsigned artist deserves to be up there with Ash? You decide. bbc.co.uk/onemusic.
£5. Oh, he's a lot of cash.
Junior fireman, it's the final week of Mark and Lord.
Oh, no, girl. Oh, no.
Lucy Liu.
That's Destiny's Child, and before that it was Ash. It's 3 minutes past
two,
which is okay. And what we're going to be looking at your great moments in pop suggestions very shortly.
Yeah.
It was a good time, sort of mid-afternoon, to look back through the history of recording.
Yes, with me. I'm great, aren't I?
Well, yeah. That's probably why you've got your own show on Six Music.
Mr. Vinyl.
Right, okay.
Yes, hi.
So how many albums is it now?
It is. I bought that million last night.
Did you?
22 million now.
Do you usually buy them in blocks of a million? Or?
Yeah, he's just a nice round figure.
It certainly is, So, I mean, is this crammed still onto 19 miles of shelves?
Or? Yeah, no, it's actually going up the M6 and it's the M5.
Right.
Some part of the M5 as well at the moment,
I mean, if you want a record and it's bad traffic, you're scuppered, aren't you, really?
Yes, I am, yeah. Yeah, it's more of a kind of an affectationist thing. It's not very practical,
no,
I admit.
No, all right then.
Yeah.
So, you've been back in your archive?
I have been back in the archive, yes. Now, Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, that just is a tune I remember so fondly from my childhood.
Well, the only actual sort of chart entry off the top of my head was for the Cocteau Twins. Interestingly.
Very strange.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Porter Wagoner's version.
Porter Wagoner is a version I've got for you today.
Oh, great. Okay.
And it's M.
Is it
M? Yes, yeah. Definitely. Porter Wagoner, Afro-Caribbean origin, of course. And he actually set up his own label.
Did he?
To release his own recordings. Classic Records a la Porter.
Oh.
Was the label that he used to trade in. And the catalogue number is, I think, CRAP01.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And it's a very, very rare record.
All right, well, we feel honoured to be able to hear it then.
Well, yes, okay. It's
mint,
a bit of class. Mint
condition, you said?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then, so here we go. From Lard's Varchive of Walbum.
Hi.
Porter Wagoner and Frosty the Snowman in mint condition.
Mint.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob knob and a button nose and two eyes made out of crap. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy, they say. He was made of snow, but the the children know how he came one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. But when they placed it on his stick, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman knew the oven was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I'm kicked away. Down to the village with a button stick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, love me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stickhead. For Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved his stick, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, thump, look at Frosty the Stick. Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, thump, over the hills of snow.
That as a kid, I just remember
yeah,
that.
Beautiful, yeah, yeah, really, yeah. And is that record hard to find?
In that condition, yeah.
You having a drink, then?
This appears to be from Stella.
Is it now?
That is Basement Jacks and Plug It In on Radio 1. This is Mark and Lard, where the time is 10 past
2.
And time to get back to...
Great Moments in Pop!
Episode 1. Right, so has anybody got any ideas?
I haven't.
Nor me.
No, my dear friend, no.
Right, well, we'll not bother with anything then. I'll phone them up and tell them, shall I?
Yeah.
All right, then. Ian in Crewe says, great band with no more groundbreaking ideas. Is it the breakup of the Shire Horses?
Oof.
And is the rumour right that Dave Grohl will be drumming on the reunion tour?
That'd be nice.
Well, he would like to, wouldn't he?
Of course he would.
Lynn, trying to drag herself out of the appalling depression in West Sussex to search to Shire. Is it when old Slade tried to think of a title for their Christmas record way back when and suddenly came up with the innovative and beautifully refreshing title of Merry Christmas, Everybody?
No.
Which nobody can get. It's been around the charts every Christmas for the past 30 years. Maybe. It tastes just like them.
Gurko suggests, is it Dave Gilmour and the boys phoning up Sid Barrett to tell him they'll be calling the next album Dark Side of the Moon? The ticking clock in the background, the inspiration for the track Time. No, it's not, you know. Is today's Great Moment in Pop arrangements being made for Pink Floyd to perform The Wall live on the remains of the Berlin Wall in 1990? I doubt it, but I'm desperately attempting to gain the trilby for a third time this week.
Oh.
That's from Silent Bob.
Okay, then. This is from Chris Forlorn in Edinburgh. Is the Great Moment in Pop the Mighty Quo not being bothered about learning a fourth chord?
Oh,
Rich Tearful in Sheffield. Is it Led Zeppelin deciding on a rider before a gig, later deciding that a red snapper was needed to help entertain the fans?
No. Ben in Banbury. Is today's Great Moment in Pop Radiohead thinking about using DJs Mark and Lard to compare their amazing South Park gig? Colin and Edith were booked up that day.
That's
a good call. Right. We've got one here from Daniel Haley. Was today's Great Moment in Pop the time when one of your favourite bands phoned up someone to tell them they wouldn't be doing something, thus allowing you, years later, to play one of their best songs on the wireless? Well, you know, right, could be in the trilby.
Who's this from? It appears to be from Paul Howe. It says, can I ever stop, no carry on for my partner, Selena, who's pregnant with what looks like a king prawn from the pictures the hospital gave us?
Stop! Carry on.
Right, then. Is it Kraftwerk decided to just stand on stage on tour when all they did was press a button and the electronics did it all? No, it's not that.
Marcus of Epping says, was today's moment Jane's Addiction trying to design an elaborate stage gimmick for their comeback, not coming up with anything and opting to let the tunes do the talking instead? And we've also got Al trying to come to terms in Shrewsbury. Is today's Great Moment in Pop when the committee from Vicar of Dibley got the lovely Kylie to perform at their village fete, I'm Not Gayer Out?
Oh, right, yeah. Chris, the posty van driver in Wigston, Leicestershire, said, could it be The Alarm thinking up ways to get their new single 45 RPM into the charts and coming up with the idea after touring with Rancid to use an unknown new band from Chester to help promote the single release? Poppy Fields, was it?
Yes, Poppy Fields, good idea.
Hello, Mike. Conan the Librarian said, would this be some guys at Apple Records trying to decide on a cover for the latest Beatles album, coming up with nothing, and hence the White Album was born. Good shout, though, that.
Yeah.
Incorrect. All right, so here we go with part two.
Who's this now, then?
Get it sorted. Hello, management. Oh, hello, my boy. I've been waiting to hear from you. Is it all finished?
Hey, no meaning, yeah.
Great. So what have you decided, then?
Well, we didn't have anything to go anyway.
You what? You cannot be serious. You must be able to think of something. Well, why don't you just go the old log and put nothing on it at all? What? Right. Well, be like that, then. Well, we will, then. That's your career's finished. Goodbye. Bloody idiots.
So there you go. We've gone the whole hog and put nothing on it.
Yeah, and a bit of Mid-Atlantic in the middle.
Well, did you know, yeah, I mean, strange. People working in the rock fraternity.
Yes, it's what
only,
they like.
Only to be expected. Okay, then, so if you think you know what's going on now, what this is the build-up to, then drop us an email to mark.rantliff@bbc.co.uk. Text 81199. Here's our other sort of, like, really kind of record of the week, the Waltman and Madrigada, yeah, as well as Divine Comedy, aren't, yeah, they? The record of the... Anyway, these are the Waltman with the Rat. Such an exciting record, that, isn't
it?
It really is. From New York, those are the Walkmen. It seems like such an obvious name for a band that no one's used it before.
You do a bit.
You know, but anyway, that is called The Rat, and it comes out on April 19th. One of the highlights of South by Southwest, apparently.
I'll bet.
You can understand that, can't you? Not far off, One Man and His Frog.
Chris Moyle Show. Alan is going to go to one workplace and award them with the first ever Chris Moyle's plaque thing. Mm-hmm. Right. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Okay, so where do you work?
The Robert Keane Brewery.
A brewery? Congratulations, a brewery. You're the winner!
Hello!
Now, if they don't offer me a part in Hollyoaks after that...
You could body double for that one with the red hair.
Now, listen, you. You leave her alone.
Chris Moyle's on Radio 1.
And tomorrow morning, we're live in Liverpool, home of the Beatles, Jennifer Ellison, Anfield, Goodison Park... Liverpudlians and all that. Be there.
Chris Moyle's at breakfast. Back tomorrow morning from 7.
Radio 1.
I don't suppose I shall ever play this record on the radio again. So.
No!
That's something to be looking forward to, isn't it, really? Right, it's, 22 minutes past?
Two.
On Radio 1. This is Mark and Lar, but not for long. It's come to my attention that a huge crowd of well-wishers has gathered outside.
We knew it had happened,
with placards saying, Mark and Lar, don't go.
Yeah.
Although it's raining, so they've come inside now.
Yeah, it's all right. It's plenty of room.
There's only three of them, so it's all right. Hello to Liz, Lindsay and Charlotte, who have been protesting on our behalf in the street, but, you know...
How generous of them.
Well, it was getting wet. They don't want to put themselves out too much,
no,
obviously.
We wouldn't, would you, no.
And who can blame them? So thanks for their good wishes.
Absolutely.
And now then, obviously, it's been a big thrill meeting people like Tom York and David Bowie and Paul McCartney, who was just here and has just got...
Skellenwick.
But, you know, Skellenwick, you know, when I was a kid, I mean, who was your radio idol, really, when you were a kid?
Scott Cruddle. Yeah.
I mean, it's just his voice sort of just takes me back to childhood and everything, you know. So how do you think I felt being chosen to be the BBC's, like, frontman for One Man and His Frog and sitting alongside Scott Cruddle.
It was a coup, mate.
In a commentary position.
Amazing.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Many, many happy times at the Anus Soul Masters and the Preparation H Shield.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
All the greats. Right. Roll off the tongue,
it was great. And so we thought we couldn't finish the show without revisiting, you know, one great round of One Man and His Frog again.
Oh, yes.
Mainly just to hear the dulcet tones of Scott Cruddle.
The master.
Who mystifyingly remains unknighted. Anyway, so here we go with One Man and His Frog. Hello, and welcome once again to the clodden, clammy foothills of the Aguileras, deep in the heart of the steppes, where the descending dank drizzle casts a silvery sheen across the astro-algae surface atop Wintondale Pond. Yes, it's day four of the Caniston Open here at Edgbaston. Scott Cruddle joins me, sidling to my fetlock like a bullfinch linting a thistlecorn in a merry May West wind. Scoff, what a joy to see the ladies' enclosure abrim with so many fair-weather maidens, all a-jostling with merriment and frivolity like primitive wenches worshipping at a fertility ring around the Roloxo.
Yes, Mark. I've not seen such a clutch of dainty bonneted damsels since last year's Grecian 2000 in Lincoln Park, when the old Celtic charmer himself, Muck-Muck-Muck-Noop-Muck-Muck-Muck-Muck, took the silver crown. I jest you not, them fillies were buzzing round him like jaspers round a jar of Foxton's jam. Yum Baba, Yum Baba, and the 40 thieves. No surprise to see that very same Muck 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 gracing the gilded lily pad then. He just can't keep them binties away. He's a looker, all right, but there's more to ponding than penny ninny presentation. He might have them marigolded Marys agog with his fancy Jimmy Cranky Sporning Sporin', but if the Adonis from our broth can't court the affections of them pond judges, he might just as well kiss the Caniston goodbye.
Well, Noops at the hockey, his featherlight leopard skin waders sheaf snugly to his tartan trews, his bitch Lulu twitching with anticipation, the line steward's in position, the rod steward raises the rod, and they're off! Well, it's going to be a fast one. A triple bunt spawn there, followed by a single shrill jerk, prompts a speedy pass through the Finton gate.
Lulu,
majestic! But is it all too early?
Goodbye,
has he burned the bolt? Goodbye. We're not so much as a buy your dock leaf. Thank you very much, Dixon of Dock Leaf. Centre pond now. They're losing their line.
Ah,
Lulu, struggling to keep up the pace, looks in deep water.
Goodbye,
and will you look at that?
Yeah.
Three of the tatties have slipped their collars and they've missed the outrun.
Away, bitches, away!
Well, it's all gone prickly pear-shaped for the man from the Glenfiddichs. He's spawning like there's no tomorrow, but he might just as well throw the tartan tea towel in today. And there it goes. Scoff Cruddle.
Well, Mark, who let the frogs out? As the old Clackmanshire saying goes, Scarecrow does as Scarecrow diz, but cheese balls after dark is Kidlington stuff. Muck, 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 muck. May have what it takes to put the fillies in a flutter with his sartorial nouse. But when it comes to spawning for points, it's the judges you need to impress with your whistle and toot.
Wise words, Scoff. Hats in the area, bro?
Yo, big enough respect to the blue rinse tit for posse, with a mighty five sombrero happening. Quench.
Little much big respect. Well, join us tomorrow when three times Elastoplast champion Arbut Snork Frinibod will be showing us why they call him Arbut Snork Frinibod. That's the Zootons with You Will, You Won't. Before that, how great was it to hear Scoff Cruddle again, right?
He's a man.
A bit old class. And also, can we say hello to one of Scoff's personal showbiz chums, Will Saunders.
Oh, Will Saunders,
yes. Former producer of this show.
Top man.
Right, okay, then, so hello to Will. One. All right, then, coming up next, we've got Britney Spears and Travis, which will be okay, won't
great.
It? Travis playing live tomorrow on the final show, lest we forget. And also the big reveal on Great Moments in Pop.
Ooh.
It's 2:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Georgina Bowman.
Life for the thief who ran a woman over in her own car.
BBC. Radio 1.
A drug addict who stole a woman's car, then ran her down with it near her house, killing her, has been sentenced to life in jail. Here's Newsbeat's Nicola Pearson.
30-year-old Manny Davis killed June Everett under the wheels of her own company car in Luton last July. He told the court he didn't see her as he reversed the car at more than 20 miles per hour. The 52-year-old was dragged for 10 yards. It took the jury less than 2 hours to convict him.
Detectives have arrested nearly 40 people in an operation to stop illegal immigrants working for gangmasters. It comes after the deaths of 20 Chinese workers at Morecambe Bay. Most people arrested were on a minibus in Aberdeenshire. Tony Blair's praised the Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi for his country's full and transparent cooperation in getting rid of its weapons of mass destruction. The PM's in Libya for a historic meeting with a man who's admitted he was behind the bombing of a jumbo jet which came down over Scotland. He says it's time to move on.
If I'd said to you a few years ago that Libya voluntarily would own up to
and then start to dismantle nuclear and chemical weapons programs, I think you would have said I was slightly naive, but that is actually what has been happening.
7.5 million people in the UK are illegally downloading music every year. That's according to the BPI, who represent British record labels. They're going to start putting messages on illegal sites warning people they could be fined. Would that stop you getting your favourite artists off the net for free? Text 81199, starting your message with the word news. A player from a Cheshire football club is facing a 3-match ban after being sent off for tackling a streaker. Witton Albion's Brian Pritchard, who's a police officer, brought the man down after he ran onto the pitch during a game last night. The trailer for the new Spider-Man movie has just been released. It's 12 minutes long, and we can reveal that at one point Peter Parker gives up his Spidey suit in search of true love. It's not out here till July. Tobey Maguire plays Spider-Man.
Still struggling with being responsible versus what he wants for his own life and self-sacrifice and being in love with Mary Jane.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 3:30.
Radio 1 online. Listen again to your favourite Radio 1 shows. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
But can't you see?
That's Travis Love will come through. Join us tomorrow because Travis will be here.
Of course he will, yeah, it'd be great.
For the last ever Mark and Lard show. Before that, it was Britney Spears. Britney won't be here.
No. Well, we didn't ask her.
We didn't ask
sorry,
her.
Sorry, Britney.
No,
can't
sorry.
All
no, okay. Will you do a biggity-biggity-bong in a darkness style for my sister Kath for her 35th birthday, writes Ali in Keswick.
Biggity-biggity-bong!
And Marcus Grundy's been out and says it's the bread knife's birthday today and he would appreciate it if you could give her a how old are you? She'll be 34, by the way.
How old are you?
It's not going to catch on, that, is
no,
it? It's a catchphrase, okay, I don't think.
Not the
right.
Best, is
right,
it?
Okay, then. Her name is Tracy and we live up north.
Right, very
so
nice.
There you go. Right, good afternoon. We're not far away from the reveal on the penultimate great moment in pop.
Nope.
Coming very shortly. But I thought, just while we get ourselves ready for that, I've just got so many great records lying about the studio.
Right.
And I thought I'd just play one just while we get our act together.
Why not?
This one, strangely enough,
what,
was used on Son of Cheesley.
Son of Cheesley. I thought you were going to say that, strangely enough.
Do you remember when Brad Pitt had a big bushy beard?
Yes.
And he had a little bell in the bottom of it.
So he did.
Right. And there's a psychedelic classic called Tinga-linga-linga-ling, Bell in My Beard.
That's right.
Which we played at the time.
Yeah.
It was by a band from Hebden Bridge.
That's right.
The name of whom we cannot remember.
That's strange, isn't it? Even me, a big wild specialist.
Anyway, I don't know who it's... So we don't know who it's by,
no.
which I think just sort of adds to the mystery.
Well, there has been a suggestion that it was the Beatles.
There has been a suggestion. There are Beatlesque elements to it, but if anyone remembers who it was by, because we have forgotten. By whoever it is, definitely from Hebden Bridge.
Definitely.
Leaders of the Hebden Bridge psychedelic scene, right? The influence of which was felt as far as Mythe Roy.
That's right.
And here it is, Tinga-linga-linga-ling, Bell in My Beard.
If you're backpacking in rotten style, searching for the meaning of life in Midgley, put a bell in your beard and scale Hardcastle Hillock. It's all a rage in Mythe Roy, even though you look a pillock. Tinga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-lin
I mean, you can see why people thought it was the Beatles, can't you? It's just wonderful psychedelic classic. Tingalingalinga.
Yeah.
Well, in my beard.
So yeah, great. Even though you look a tingalingalinga.
Immortal lines, immortal lines. Heady days.
Yes, indeed.
Right, okay, it's about 17 minutes to.
Three.
Slightly earlier than usual for reasons that will become apparent.
A very good reason.
And time to get back to...
Great Moments in Papa.
This is what happened in episodes 1 and 2. Right, so has anybody got any ideas?
I haven't.
Nor me.
No, my dear friend, no.
Right, well, we'll not bother with anything then. I'll phone them up and tell them, shall I?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Phone.
This now then. Get it sorted. Hello, management. Oh, hello, my boy. I've been waiting to hear from you. Is it all finished?
Hey, no meaning, yeah.
Great. So what have you decided then?
Well, we didn't have anything to go anyway.
You what? You cannot be serious. You must be able to think of something. Well, why don't you just go to Olog and put nothing on it at all? What? Right. Well, be like that then. Well, we will then. That's your career's finished. Goodbye. Bloody idiots.
Temper, temper. Right. Stephen Kings Lynn said, is it pop idol winner Michelle deciding to not have a picture of herself on the next single to try and sell more copies?
No.
Oh, come
need
on.
For that.
Leave
come
it.
Come on.
Devastated Shrek said, could it be Norman Greenbaum doing the original Rock and Roll Swindle after recording Spirit in the Sky, running out of ideas and filling the album up with farm animal noises?
Oh, right.
And hello to everyone in Workshop 476 at BA in Llantlysant.
No, it's not. They're very bored. Sadia. In Leicester. Is it when John and Yoko did the cover of the Two Virgins album, instead of putting nothing on it, they posed naked on the album cover?
Ah, right, yeah.
Very good, no. Tom, is a great moment when Alanis Morissette couldn't decide what clothes to wear for the video Thank You, so ended up doing the whole thing in the nutty.
Oh, right. Jonesy from Romilly, is the great moment in pop the decision to make the classic Hello album by Quo a plain black cover with a small silhouette of the band members? Mm. In a similar vein, Tony Foster in Ulverston, is it AC/DC deciding what to put on the cover of Back in Black album? This is just black, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not though. Craig suggests, is it David Bowie not being bothered to put a track listing on his brilliant album Low, and the record company being reduced to putting a post-it note on the back of the album?
That's right, stickers, wasn't it? Yeah.
No, it's not. This is from Mike Halmer. Could it possibly be George Michael, who upset at his Sony bosses for not giving him full artistic control over his work, threatened to release an album of complete silence, simply entitled George Michael's Greatest Hits?
Well, do you know what I can never understand about George Michael, and I've nothing against him.
No.
I think he's all right, but it's like he made all these big things about having artistic freedom and doing what he wants and not being told what to do. And after loads of wranglings, he makes a record that sounds exactly the same as all the other records that he's ever made.
Go figure.
What's that about? Anyway,
don't know.
Erotic Baubles Gareth thought it might be AC/DC Back in Black as well, or maybe Spinal Tap Smell the Glove album.
Well.
That was incorrect. Mick Working Hard in Bradford. It's today's great moment in pop when Madness couldn't think of any lyrics for a tune, so it became an instrumental. The Return of the Lost Palmer 7.
No. Dean in Halifax. Great moments in pop. Is it when Prince rang Warner Music and released a black album? No.
Right. Andy Strudwick in Notts. Is it when Crass released 3 minutes of silence on their album Feeding the 5,000 after the record company objected to the original track Reality Asylum?
Ah, no.
Right, okay. Are you done?
I'm done.
Then. Okay, now, I don't think that it's a big mystery to a lot of people. Anyway,
nope.
We're back to 1971. In the first one, you heard there were four of them, right? A sort of loosely cockney-ish kind of person.
Ish.
Two Brummies.
Ish.
One Posh-ish.
Ish.
Sort of thing. Who could that be other than Led Zeppelin?
Of course.
Right, Jimmy Page in the driving seat.
Sat there.
He sat there. Robert Plant.
Sat there.
Sat there. John Paul Jones, the poshy one.
Oh, yes.
The late John Bonham with the deep brown voice. Deciding, could they think of a title for the fourth album? No, they couldn't.
Mm.
So we won't have a title then.
No.
Jimmy phones manager Peter Grant, right, and who goes a bit mid-Atlantic, right? And he's not happy there's no title because he's trying to sell the album in, make them a huge band.
He's a businessman.
Big businessman. He says, well, if you're doing that, why don't you go the whole hog and not even have a band name on it? Nothing at all.
Right, I will.
At which point Jimmy says, right, will then, because it appeared with the symbols over which there'd been much discussion, one representing each member of the band.
That's right.
And what do they actually mean? And we talked about it with Jimmy when he was here. We still didn't quite get to the bottom of it.
No, not really.
But
we tried.
It was entertaining trying. So the album sleeve went into the shops, and where is it? Where have I put the album sleeve now? It was the photo of a little tramp with a sort of sticks and twigs tied to his back, hung on a wall of a semi-demolished terraced house. Behind that was a block of flats and all that kind of thing, but no mention of the band, no album title, no nothing, which was the first time it had been done. Very brave and mystified a lot of people at the time.
Still sold bucket loads.
So that was the great moment in pop. Led Zeppelin release album with no title and no band name on it in 1971.
And now they can probably see where we went early on this very good. I will go to the trilby after the first round.
Ooh. Well, yeah, it had to be the Zepp, didn't it, really? So
okay, this is from Greeny and Granty in Liverpool. Great moment in pop could be Led Zeppelin deciding not to put a title on their fourth album. Would give you a chance to play a favourite track indeed.
Well done. Okay, that's right, that's what happened, and here's kind of how it happened.
Meanwhile, in a record shop somewhere in Midwest of America, for no good reason.
Special delivery, man.
Okay, man. Let's have a look at this. Oh, yeah.
It's a record, man!
Yeah, I know it's a record, man, but who's it by? And what is it called?
Well, just like, read the sleeve, man! Dumbo!
I am reading the sleeve, double Dumbo! But there's nothing on it at all!
For goodness sake, man, give it here! There must be some info on it, dude!
Take a look, man!
Oh, no.
No.
You're right.
Yeah, man.
No band name.
Strange.
No title. Just some grotty wallpaper.
Yeah.
A photo of a bum in a field with a bushel of sticks on his back.
Yeah, man.
A block of apartments. I don't know, man.
Say.
What?
You don't think this being 1971, that this could be the soon-to-be-famous untitled Led Zeppelin album with four symbols, the meanings of which will be the subject of much dark myths over the coming years, thus thankfully gifting Mark and Lard the chance to crowbar its inclusion on their much-loved Great Moments in Pop feature?
It's a possibility, man.
Yeah.
Stick it on and let's find out.
Yeah, side one, track one?
Too obvious, man. Way too obvious, dude. Like, side one, track four.
Okay, man.
Flying a stairway to heaven.
I haven't heard it. Again, I don't like it that much.
The greatest guitar solo ever.
Okay, greatest everything ever, really. Yeah, it's Led Zepp, isn't it? From the untitled or four syllables, I don't know, or Led Zepp 4, or whatever you want to call it, 1971, Led Zeppelin and Stairway to Heaven, right?
Classic.
We took that right up to the end of the show because we thought, well, what can follow that, possibly?
Nothing. Well, Sarah
Cox. And also, we talked too much.
Yes, we did.
No time for anything else. But anyway, so that is the penultimate great moment in pop, Led Zepp, Stairway to Heaven.
Ace.
As you might reasonably have expected. Okay, right, well, Sarah Cox is coming up next, obviously, between 3 and 5.45 there, after Dave Pearce, Zane Lowe and the Nation's John Peel, One World, Vicky Marsden.
It's all good, you know.
We will see you tomorrow from 1 o'clock for the final Mark and Large show. We've got live music from Travis, we've got Fat Harry White is coming back, Rabbi Lionel Blair. We'll play you the world exclusive on that new Skull Nonch and Irk Dre song.
Excellent.
Right? Classic cuts, Mystery Man, Great Moments, all
Too
sorts
much.
Of things, right?
2 hours.
All sorts of bits and bobs, and lots of messages and from famous friends.
Yes.
And a few little songs as well that people have done for us, and so it'll all be very touching and very nice.
It will.
And then we'll go for a pint.
Yes, we will.
All right, then, stay tuned for Sarah Cox because she is coming up next, and I've forgotten to put a jingle on, but I will rectify that now, and here we go.
One.
No need!
Hello there. This is Tom York from Tom York's School Days. And it's the final week of Mark and Lard on Radio 1.
Cuxy, you know you want it.